Traditionally, we introduce our Kirov seminar on Shavuos B'Tammuz with the Rambam's explanation of why it is that we fast today. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, Perikei, Yesham Yamim, Shekol Yisro Misanim Behem. There are days that all Jews fast in them. There were days, of course, of drought, of pestilence, famine, when particular communities proclaimed a fast. But a fast for all of Klal Yisrael are only these days which Rambam lists here. And why do we fast on these days? The tragedies that took place on these days. The purpose, lo'oirer halavavois, to arouse our hearts, v'liftoyach darkei atshuva, and to open up the way for correcting our mistakes, for doing tshuva. How will this be achieved? Because this will be a way of remembering Zichron L'Maaseinu Haroyim, remembering the mistakes made by our ancestors, those mistakes which we continue to make in our own day, those mistakes that brought about the tragedies that took place on these days. And the hope is that by reflecting those tragedies in our own time. What are those days? Rambam lists 4 days, and one of them, of course, today, the fast of Shavuos B'Tammuz. What happened on this day that made it necessary for us to fast, to recall those tragedies, to analyze what brought about the tragedies, and to commit ourselves to tshuva? Says the Rambam, on Shavuos B'Tammuz, 5 things took place. Nishtabu aluchos, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down min hashamayim and saw the Egel Azov, the golden calf of Klal Yisrael betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took the 2 luchos ha'evan, the 2 tablets of stone upon which were etched the 10 commandments, and he smashed them. Shtapru haluchos, day of tragedy that had an impact on the learning of Jews throughout the entire future. The smashing of the luchos. But what else took place on that day? Ubatal atomid. There were no longer animals to offer as korbanos because of the siege of the enemies. This happened in the first base of Mikdash. In the second base of Mikdash, Nivka Hufka Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim were pierced by the Roman legions. 3 weeks later, the base of Mikdash was destroyed. And on this very day, if there weren't enough tzoras already, at a later period, a Roman officer by the name of Apostumus publicly burned the Sefer Torah. And it was on this day too that a graven image, an idol, was placed in the Beis HaMikdash. 5 tragedies, all that took place on the 17th of Tammuz. Let us focus on one of them. The one that perhaps is best remembered by everyone when we speak of Shavuos B'Tammuz as a day of fasting. This was the day that after a long siege, the Romans broke through the walls of Yerushalayim. And that began a terrible massacre of Jews that led to the burning of the Beis HaMikdash and to the exile of 2,000 years which followed. Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Gemara, Sechta Shabbos, Kuf Yotes Amid Beis, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Amram, Bereda Resh, Rav Omar, Rav Shimon, Rav Omar, Rav Chanina, Lechol Gevu Yerushalayim. You know what the reason for Yerushalayim was destroyed? Because Shalai Hechichu Zeh Ezeh, because they did not give Teichacha. They did not try to improve one another. The Gemara actually over here in Masechta Shabbos, we have seven different opinions of Chachomim, of what was the grave sin that brought about the destruction of Yerushalayim. And all of them are true. All combined to bring about that terrible catastrophe of Chorban Yerushalayim. But let us focus on this one, that Yerushalayim was destroyed because they were not mechiach ze eze, because they did not reprove one another. Shenema, and a pasuk in Eicha is quoted, Hoyu soreyo ki ayolim, its leaders were like deer, leimotsu mire, like deer that found no pasture. Who are these Sorim to which we refer in this Gemara? And what is the comparison of them to deer, to those animals? Soreo? Soreo are, say the Mephoshim, are leaders who are capable and responsible, who can have an effect, an impact on people, on other Jews, who can tell them what is right and what is wrong. That's Soreo. Those are leaders. And when we think of those leaders that were in that time, and we think of the leaders of our own time, who are the Soreo today? The Soreo are the Bnei Torah that are sitting here, that are learning in every Beis HaMedrash. Soreo were Jews who had the commitment and the knowledge to be able to show the way to others. That's what made them leaders. And today, Bnei Torah, those who with their learning prepare themselves, those who with a program of Orla Gola prepare themselves for being able eventually to lead others, to show the way for Klal Yisrael. These are the Soreo of our times. But what is it meant by Ka'ayolim? If these were the people that we're talking about, Yerushalayim had such leaders, so why was it destroyed? Because Shelo Hechichu Ze et Ze. They were capable of showing others the way, of being mechazik, of giving chizuk, of encouragement, of giving guidance to all of Klal Yisrael. But when it came to them, among themselves, they were deficient in giving that kind of reproof, that kind of teichacha, that kind of encouragement, that kind of chizuk, which is needed by the people at the top, just as it's needed by the masses. And that's the comparison to ka'ayolim. What does it mean, like deer? Gemara goes on to explain. What is the comparison to ka'ayolim? Ma'ayol zeh. When deer go forward as herds of deer, and what is the manner of their going? Rosh Hashazeh, Bitzad Zanovo Shazeh. The head of one deer is directly in back of the tail of the one before him. Af Yisrael, and so were Jews, Sheba Oisei Adoya. Jews, we mean here the leaders. What were they? Kovshu Pneim Bekalka. They put their heads towards the ground. Velo Yechichu Zeh Zeh. And they did not give that kind of encouragement of one to another. What are Chazal teaching us here? You know, we have in the world of Kiruv certain categories that have developed. We speak about Kiruv Rechoikim, the Kiruv that's done by so many of our people who have gone forward from Yeshiva, who have gone forward from Or Lagola, out to the campuses of the world. Kiruv Rechoikim, and those that have come on their own here to the Yeshiva with no background. Rechoikim, far away from Yiddishkeit, far away from Torah. And we do our best here and in London and in Johannesburg and throughout the world to be Makariv them. Kiruv Rechoikim. We've also developed over the years a solution to the need of Kiruv Krovim, of those who didn't come from nowhere, those who had some sort of a background, who came from frum families, but somehow along the way their learning was interrupted and their Yiddishkeit took a plunge. And they came back for a second chance. We call them Krovim. They were once near, but they need Kiruv as well. What Chazal are teaching us here, this is another kind of Kiruv. Kiruv Mekarvim. Those who are involved in Kiruv. Those who are to be the Sorim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, must also be Mekarv one another. We're only human. We have faults. And though here we speak of princes, man melochim, man malchi rabbonim, those who learn Torah are called the kings, the princes, the leaders of their people. But we have our faults as well. We have our weaknesses. And we need, within our own ranks, others to be makariv us, to give us that kind of chizuk, to point out our faults, our weaknesses, help us improve. And that was missing in the time of Churban Yerushalayim. They were ke'ayelim, deer. One sees the tail of the other, tail of an animal. The tail represents the weaknesses, the end of that person. And the deer saw it, but was kovash p'neim b'kalka. They ignored it. They were wrapped up with just thinking about how could they be mashpia on others, and they failed to understand and to appreciate how important it is to be mechazik one another. Not to be like those deers, shalei motzu mireh, who found no pasture, who found themselves isolated and destroyed. So when we speak of what brought about that churban, we want to learn the lesson, not to repeat that kind of tragedy. We within our own ranks have to appreciate the need for the chizuk that we have to give one another. Not to hesitate to point out if we see something that's weakness in another. If we have to point out to somebody else, perhaps he's a little deficient in his tefillah b'tzibul or his ben odom l'chaveroi. Be mechazik one another. It's so important. Because we are the leaders. We are the Soreya. It's important to remember that responsibility that we have. We have the privilege, Baruch Hashem, of being able to learn Torah day and night. And we have to know what that means, what that privilege is, and what it is, how important it is for the entire world, both in the future and in the present. In the future, in the roles that people who are here today, people participating in our seminar, and I would like to call this a seminar for Sorim, a seminar for the future leaders, a seminar for leaders who are going to go out, whether they're Rabbanim, teachers, working on campuses, Kiruv, or are going to be people in business, people who are in a professional life, but because the way that they behave themselves, the way they set an example, continuing in their Yerushalayim and their learning, that they have such tremendous impact, even if they're not directly involved in Avodas HaKodesh. An example of that was a good friend of mine, of the yeshiva, to whom we dedicate the seminar today. Daniel Sekenik was a balabos, but he was a balabos who spent so much energy and so much of his resources on helping Moses HaTorah. No matter where we go, if you're coming with that baggage of Torah, with all that's been prepared in these years in yeshiva, all that we will be hearing in this seminar, we're going to be able to be those leaders of the future. And it's so important that we give that chizuk to one another today. And today, we have to appreciate what our role is. You know, we're going to be saying soon at Mincha, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, Ki Betzor Gedoy L'Anachnu. We're in great trouble. The world, the Olam HaTorah, is in great trouble today, Rabbi Isai. In 3 weeks' time, there's an expiration of that what's called Chok Tal, an expiration of the legislation which allows B'nai Yeshiva to continue learning and postpone any kind of military service. But it expires in a few weeks. And the country is in a dizzy, it's all dizzy about what's going to be, what kind of a solution they're going to make. They know that the B'nai Yeshiva will not go to the army. We will not stop our learning because the world depends on us. Because the defense of Klal Yisrael, the real security, is not in how many soldiers it has, but in how many people are learning Torah. But there's a problem. No solution has been found yet for it. And we keep hearing from the enemies of the Torah world that everybody has to share the burden. Why should it only be those who are outside of yeshivas who have the burden of military service? Share the burden. Last night, the major demonstration in front of the house of the prime minister with the slogan of share the burden reminds one of the famous marshal of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says on the Pasuk which says, Hashtech al Hashem Yehovcha, put your burden on Hashem, v'hu yechalkelecha, and He will support you. So the Chofetz Chaim says it's like somebody driving a wagon along the road, and he sees Nebuch, some fella, schlepping suitcases, heavy suitcases, and walking. So he offers him a ride. Come on. Come on to the wagon. Put your bags on the wagon. Come on. He turns around. He sees a fellow got onto the wagon, but he's holding his valises, still holding them in his hands. He says, why are you holding the valise? Why don't you put it down on the wagon? He says, I want to share the burden. I don't want you to have not only me, but my bags also. how silly this is, says the Chofetz Chaim. Same effort, same wagon that can carry you, can carry the burden as well. Share the burden. Who's carrying the burden of Klal Yisrael? People who are giving up all their best years of their lives to learn Torah and believe with Animam and Vemuna Shlema that it's our Torah that keeps the world going. It's our Torah that defends Israel. 62 years this country has been able to win its wars, to withstand all of its problems militarily, economically, because of us. Share the burden. We're carrying the entire burden. Hashtag Hashem Yofcha. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam carries the burden. He provides us with health. He saves us from natural disasters. All the things we've been privileged here to have the security in Eretz Yisrael. Hashtag Hashem Yofcha. You want somebody to share the burden. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam carries it all. And he says it's through us, in our merit. So when we think about the present as well, it's important for us to be mechazik one another. Not to be like the deer that ignore one another. Just see the tail, see the weaknesses, and just look to the ground and fail to give the chizuk needed. We have to be mechazik one another, especially in such a time. How important our learning is, not only for ourselves, how important our learning is for Klal Yisrael, how important our learning is for the whole world. And Baruch Hashem, we've seen in the last year some very encouraging things that have happened here in the yeshiva, and they should encourage us to do so much more. There was a scene by some Talmidim, a weakness in our halacha program, so something was created, a very innovative learning of halachas right away in the morning. There was seen perhaps a little weakness in the Bekiyas program, so Baruch Hashem, a program was developed to make it more responsibility, greater effort. Little examples, but showing what can be done with a little bit of thinking, with a little bit of initiative. Mechazik one another. Mechazik one another. Because that was the chasorin of those sorim in the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. They were capable of telling others what to do, of being mechazik others. But they failed to realize that unless we're mechazik one another, if you're not mekarev the mekarevim, then you can't be mekarev neither the koivim nor the rechoikim. So that's why it's so important for us to take this to heart. This should be the lesson of the day. You know, when the Navi speaks about the fast days, these four fast days that the Rambam has mentioned here, he doesn't call them by the word that we're used to it. We say a tainis. Throughout the Gemara also, the Lashon is tainis. But in Tanakh, the term that's used is tzoim. What is the meaning of the word tzoim? Tzoim, the day, this fast day is called tzoim haravi. This fast of the fourth month of the year is Tammuz. Tzoim haravi. What's tzoim? The Radak, one of the major mefarshim in Tanakh, in Sefer Melachim, mentions that his father defined the word tzoim from the word tzomet. Tzomet, those who learn treifas know there's a concept of tzomet agidin. There's something about where the certain sinews come together in the foot of an animal that can determine its kashrus. We know it from our own times. If you're traveling along the road, you see tzomet, a junction. Here's where two roads meet. Tzom, says the Radak's father, tzom means togetherness. Because what did they do on a tzom? They did on a tzom what we try to imitate in some fashion. Tzom, Jews got together, not only fasted, they got together as a group. and they examine themselves. What's going wrong? Where are we making mistakes? What needs improvement? That was the concept of tzoim. It's not enough to just deny ourselves food and drink. It has to be that we can get together. And there's a special togetherness that comes on the day of fasting, when we're involved in eating and drinking, when we think so much about our physical self, about our bodies. Bodies are separate one from another. But when there is no thought of food and drink, when there is no goof, the neshama is blend together. Tzoim, we're together. And that's the purpose of having a seminar on such a day, that together with our combined energy, reflecting on what it is that we can do to improve ourselves. And the particular improvement should be that idea, be mechazik one another. Let's not just see the tail end of the other person. Just see the weakness, be aware of it, and ignore it the way they did in the time of Churban Yerushalayim. Let us try to bring to the attention of our chaverim what they can do to improve themselves. Let's give them the chizuk that they need. They should learn better. They should daven better. They should be better bein olam lechaveroi. That way, we can strive for perfection. Not to be satisfied with what we have already, but to be mechazik each other, mechazik ourselves, and strive to become perfect b'nei Torah. And when we talk about the need to become perfect, we have to remember that we don't have forever to prepare ourselves. Time is limited. Some people have a couple of months. Some people have a couple of years to invest in their learning before they have to go out. How do we prepare ourselves? With what kind of concentration? You know, there's a beautiful idiom, not taken from Chofetz Chaim, with a wagon and a traveler, but from something which certainly all our Americans here will understand, a baseball idiom. 1955, World Series. Don Larson, pitching for the New York Yankees, got to win that game. So much depends on it. The glory of the team, all the money for the winner of the World Series. And Don Larson gets up and pitches 9 innings. Perfect game. 27 batters up and down. Not a walk, certainly not a hit. A feat which is, I don't know if it's ever been repeated. Perfect game. Everybody stood in wonder. But there was one fellow who had an explanation of it. Don Larson's catcher was the unforgettable Yogi Berra. And Yogi Berra said to whoever wanted to listen to him, "You know how Don Larson was able to pitch a perfect game? Because we were very weak in our hitting that day, our team. And we only gave him 2 runs. And when you only have a lead of 2 runs, you got to concentrate and make every pitch count, and then you can reach perfection." We have 2 runs. We have 2 years. When Hashem should help, we should have many more. But our time is always limited. And we want to reach perfection. And perfection is only through the improvement that we cause one another to have. That's what we have to take away with us today from this seminar. You'll be hearing in Yirtzeh Hashem a whole battery of some of the outstanding people in the field, people involved in Kiruv, involved in Or LaGola, involved in Habotzas Torah, who will share with you what they have learned from their experience in the idea of Kiruv. But remember, Kiruv Kroivim and Kiruv Rechoikim is not enough. Kiruv Mekarvim. And when the Novi says, the Novi Zechariah, when he speaks about these fast days, and he speaks about the future, what will be in the future of the fasts, we know that Yirtzeh Hashem, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam brings an end to our galus. So says the Navi Zechariah, Koyoma Hashem Tzavokos, thus speaks the Lord of Hosts. Tzom Revi, Shavasa Batamas, Tzom HaChemishi, Tisha B'Av, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom Gedalia, Tzom HaSiri, Asor B'Tevis, Yia LeBeis Yehuda, will be for the Jewish people no longer days of fasting, of weeping, of introspection, but days of sasain, ulesimcha, days of joy, of happiness, lemoyadim toivim, days of holidays. But there's an end to it. Ve'emes, ve'hashalom, ehovu. Says the Marsha, those last words, ve'emes, ve'shalom, ehovu, that you will love truth and you will love peace, are not just part of the beautiful picture he painted of days of happiness, of joy, days of holiday, but they are a condition. You want the days of fasting, the days of remembering tragedy, to turn into holidays, then ve'emes v'shalom ehavu. You have to have a love of truth and a love of peace. We can understand that in a number of ways. What does that mean, a love of truth and a love of peace? A love of truth is simple. Torah is emes. Unless Jews learn Torah, unless Jews are not misled like our misled brothers, may God have pity on them and open their eyes, that they fail to appreciate what Torah is for them. Emes, only Torah gives us the ability to see with clarity. But v'shalom me'avu, there's got to be a love of peace. One understanding of that is that the second base of Mikdash, Chazal tell us, that Chub Mirushalayim which took place, which began with the piercing of the walls on this day, that came about not because Jews were not not because of the sins of the Jews in the first Beis Hamikdash of Avodah Zorah and Gilui Aroyos and Shefichas Damim. They had corrected those mistakes, but they were guilty of sin as chinam. They were guilty of hating one another, not showing enough love for one another. So there has to be emes v'shalom ehavu. You have to love peace. There's love of peace on one level, that every Jew should love another Jew. We should eliminate sin as chinam, envy, kina, and sinna from among ourselves. But perhaps there's another level as well. The people who are supposed to lead, we have to have a special dimension of shalom, that kind of peace, of togetherness, of unity, of one giving chizuk to the other. That's what's going to bring about, together with the emes that we learn, and the shalom that we shall love for, and machazik one another, and as we strive for perfection, to be mekarev, the mekarevim, so that they can be mekarev in the best way, the krovim and the rechaikim, bring back all of Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and then this day will certainly be, hopefully, in the year to come, a day of Yontiv for Klal Yisrael.